Today's Namaste Yoga continues our Benefits of Yoga series, and today's Namaste Yoga is about intention. Hello and welcome to episode 204 of Namaste Yoga. We're continuing our Benefits of Yoga series with a yoga class on intention, sankalp. And this is a topic that we've discussed many times before with Namaste Yoga. We've got a whole series on it on our membership site. And I think we've done it a few times on the membership site, and also it's a topic that we cover in our continuing education course for teachers as well. And Tim's got me outside to begin, and it's a mild day according to him, but a little bit windy for me. That's a vata. But there's no snow, so we're doing our introduction out here, and then we'll move inside where it's a little toasty and warm for me. Our testimonial today comes to us from Katya from Facebook, and it is in reference to episode 201, which was also from our Benefits of Yoga series on the nervous system. And she says, "A great class. My spine and back felt so nice. Although I'm a beginner, I went previously through this class and thought that I decided I could possibly do it, and I was right because I didn't struggle at any point. I like the theory about the spine and your real age, and it's probably right. I have MS, and my brain mustn't be very happy at the moment. Plus, from my MRI scans, I know that I have some wear and tear at my cervical spine. So according to the yogi's theory, I should be older than my 33. I've never had a good relation with my spine, but since I've started to do your classes, I've paid more attention to my back and posture and believe that things still aren't beyond repairable for me and my spine. So thank you, Melissa, for showing up in my life. I'm grateful." And she did the little emoticon for the little namaste hand. So thank you, Katya. It's a great testimonial. And I think it's fantastic that you're practicing yoga. What a great combination for yoga and MS. So a few announcements today about things that are going on the membership site. So on Saturday, November 23rd at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are going to be having a webinar with medical intuitive Stephen Austin. He and his wife are members on the membership site, and this webinar is limited to 25 people. He's going to be taking you through a meditation so that you also can tune into your body just like he does and check out what's going on. Then he'll be talking to a couple of people on the site. He'll be talking to a couple of people on the site, on the webinar, and doing little medical intuitive readings on them as well. I think Tim wanted to say something about it. It's free for members. Okay. Also on Friday, December the 6th, we are going to be having a real yoga for real people story webinar of Janet Lark. She's a Namaste yogi who decided to practice every day this year. She started, I think, we're going to tell the whole story on the webinar. She started deciding to do every day until her birthday, and then it just kept going. So she's going to tell us all about her story. So if you're a member, you can sign up for that as well. Email me for that. And then this is really exciting. We had a great retreat just a couple of weeks ago, mindful compassion in your relationship. So that went so well. I thought, why don't we do another one, a one-day one? On Saturday, December 21st, we're going to be doing a winter solstice retreat. And Linda Doubledam, she's doing recipes for us every week now on the membership site. She's going to be creating some simple, festive seasonal recipes for us. And Open Heart and Graduate Erica Paez, she's also a aromatherapist. She's put together these amazing aromatherapy oil massages and baths and incenses to celebrate winter solstice. And Open Heart of Graduate Shannon Valley, she's going to lead us through an American tobacco leaf ritual on intention setting for the return of the light. And I'm going to be offering several meditations and a brand new yoga class for winter solstice, as well as some delicious hot festive drinks. So we're really excited about this winter solstice, and that's free for members too. And that is it for my announcements. I think we can go inside now. Okay. So just a quick thanks to Squeezed for my racerback bamboo top. I love this teal colored one with the flying heart design and my black leggings. And then also thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today you're going to need blocks, a mat, and possibly a yoga strap and a blanket to sit on. We are doing some seated meditations today as well. So you can go ahead and rest back and lie on your back so that we can contextualize today's class. So check in with your low back and see if you need to tuck a bolster underneath you or underneath your knees, and settle in. Take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. Each time we practice yoga, we get the opportunity to reflect on our reason for coming to our mats in the first place. Why are we here? What do we want to get out of our practice? What is it that we want to receive by practicing our yoga? By setting a simple intention or sankalp at the beginning of each yoga practice, you are stripping away the non-essentials to reveal who you truly are. As Sarah Avanstover says, the truth is you, quote, are already health, you are already happiness, you are your natural states. You already have the answers. You already have inside you everything you ever wanted or looked for elsewhere. And that's a quote from Sarah Avanstover, The Way of the Happy Woman. And that's a book that we're reading in our book club on the membership site right now. When you set your intention, it is a unique opportunity to turn off the voice of your doubts, worries, and fears, and instead tune into your inner wisdom. When you come to your yoga mat, you slow down and connect to the wisdom of your body and check in and see what is for my highest and greatest good today. Most times during the day, we rush around, tend to overflowing schedules, react to demands placed on us by outside authorities, and we don't take the time to listen to our own inner wisdom, to listen to our bodies, and set intentions from this place. When you set a sankalp at the beginning of your yoga class, you are tuning into your own body, getting clear about your priorities, questioning what you value the most, trusting your innate knowing, and practicing yoga authentically from that place. Setting your intention for your practice can be as simple as asking yourself, what do I say yes to during this practice? And what do I want to say no to during this practice? Michael Lee, the creator of Phoenix Rising Yoga Therapy, part of the lineage of yoga that I come from, suggests asking these three questions. What is it that I want to create for myself by doing this practice today? Ask yourself, what do I want to create in my life? And how will doing yoga today help me fulfill that? He says, the answers to these questions become your intention for your yoga practice. So go ahead and create your intention for your practice today. What's your sankalpa for today's practice? What is it that you want to create in your life, and how will doing yoga today help you fulfill that? So let's begin our practice together by setting our intention. You're going to take a falling out breath. I gotta admit, I forgot that I was gonna lead you through a larger process of setting your intention. I goofed a little. So I'm gonna take you through a nice process now. So this will be an interesting experiment. You set an intention there just now, but we're going to lead you through a process of tuning into your body and everything and see if you arrive at the same place, okay? There's a real yoga for real people moment there. Or maybe that was more like a senior moment. Okay. So take a deep falling out breath. Breathe in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. And begin to enter into an internal experience of your body. And from that internal place, notice whatever is present for you in this moment. Sensations, thoughts, or feelings. And begin to reflect on situations that are present in your life. Then take a deep breath in and let it fall out of your mouth. And begin to connect with your physical body. Notice your feet, your legs, your hips, your belly, your chest, your backs, your shoulders, arms, hands, neck, and head. Take a deep breath in and let it fall out of your mouth. And then return to breathing in and out through your nose. Let your attention settle on your breathing. What is your breath telling you about your experience right now? Take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. Bring your awareness to your emotional body. Noticing qualities, images, and sensations, feelings that are present for you. Take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. And begin to focus on your mental body, your thoughts. Again, noticing the qualities, images, feelings, and words that are present in your mental body. Take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. And let your awareness shift to your spirit body. What qualities, images, and sensations are present as you tune into your spirit body. Take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. And come back to your whole being. And from that place of wholeness, your breath, your body, your thoughts, your emotions, and your spirit, form an intention of what you would like to receive from your practice. Ask yourself, what is it that I want to create in my life? And how will doing yoga today help me fulfill that? Return to focusing on your breath. And when you feel ready, you can begin to wiggle and stretch out. And then we're going to begin with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Okay, so we're going to begin with a little neck, hip, and shoulder release. This is from Ron Stapleton's book. And so you can hold on to your elbows here, lift your shoulders, and then place them back down onto the ground. And just begin by rolling your head to the right side and lowering your elbows to the right. Inhale back center, bring your head back to the center. And exhale, lower your elbows to the left and roll your head to the left. And inhale back center. And we'll just go side to side like that. Moving with breath. And then as you come back into the center, you're going to lower your knees to the opposite side as your head and your shoulders. And now you're going to keep your elbows and your knees going the same way. You're just going to lower your head. The opposite way is your elbows. Yes, that did change one thing. So your head and your knees are going to go the same way. And your elbows are going to go the opposite way. So this is just going to warm up your joints for Garudasana, which is coming later. Eagle's pose, which is a great pose for intention setting, to reflect on your intention. And then let's just give your elbows and, no, wrists and ankles a little bit of stretch, warm up too. So take your arms and legs into the air and just circle your ankles and your wrists. So dead bug pose with ankle and wrist circles, and circle the other way. And you can just give that a little shake out. And then we're going to go right from here back to knees bent and feet flat on the floor and go into keyhole stretch. So cross your right ankle over the top of your left thigh and then draw your left knee in towards your chest and feel until you feel that just right place to stop. You might even use a strap here to pull in. And hold on behind your knee if you have any knee issues. And again, you might want to even check in and remember what your yes list was for today and what your no list was for today. You know, what are you saying yes to in this class? What are you saying no to in this class? And remind yourself of that as you practice your postures today. And then release this leg down and uncross your right leg. Just take a moment here, take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. Feel the difference between the right side of your pelvis, the left side of your pelvis, maybe all the way down your right leg even. And then cross your left ankle over the top of your right thigh. Draw your right leg in towards your chest. Reach through that keyhole here, hold on behind your right thigh, and draw your left knee in towards your chest, feeling a stretch in the outside of your left thigh into your left glute. Keep your shoulders heavy on the ground. Remember, you can use a strap here to draw your leg in. Thank you. Then go ahead and release your leg. I think from here we're going to come up onto all fours, but just let me double check. Just take a moment here to allow that posture to settle into your body. Yes, from here we're coming up onto all fours. So roll to your right side and make your way up onto all fours for a little bit of a cat stretch here to warm up your spine. So you can take your hands underneath your shoulders and your knees underneath your hips. You're going to just exhale and round up through your back and then inhale and arch through your back. Connect your shins to the ground, the tops of your feet to the ground here. Spread your fingers nice and wide. Reach out into the webs of your hands to lift that weight out of your wrists. And you could even come onto your fists here if your wrists are bugging you or your forearms. And from here, we're going to do a little bit of thread the needle again to stretch out your shoulders. So inhale, reach your right arm up. Take your right hand between that space between your left wrist and your left knee. Lower your right shoulder to the ground, left and the right side of your head to the ground to rotate your spine here. Keep the back of your neck long here and your chin tucked. And if this pose bothers your neck at all, you can also do it from child's pose. And then come on back center. We'll do cat pose in the center. Feel the difference between your right and your left side now. And then we'll go ahead and do this on the other side. So inhale, you'll open your left arm up. Exhale, thread the left hand between your right wrist and your right knee. Lower your left shoulder to the ground, the left side of your head to the ground, rotating your spine on this side. Nice long, slow, deep breath to release your shoulder. Stretch your neck a little bit here. Release your spine. And then inhale and come back to the center. And we're going to do Ikpada Raj Kopotasana. And that's pigeon pose. So inhale, come up into downward facing dog. Reach your right leg up. Bring your right knee towards your right wrist. Reach your left leg back and long. And then fold forward over your bent right leg. You could come back onto your back again and do that keyhole stretch again that we did already if this pose doesn't work very well in your body. You can also just not lower down as far, and you could also do this with your back knee bent instead. So those are lots of modifications for this pose. And then step back into downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. And then reach your left leg up. Bring your left knee forward to your left wrist. Reach your right leg back and long. And then fold forward over your bent left knee. And you could do this side with both knees bent again here. That's a nice modification. Or you can go back on your back and do the keyhole stretch again too. That would be fine too. Do what works right best for you and your body today. Remember you remembering your intention. And then find a way to let this posture out of your body. And we're going to come to seated for a couple of seated meditations. And here's where you might want to get a pillow or that folded blanket that I suggested in our show notes, because we're going to do a couple of seated meditations. You could also come and sit on a chair for these, or you can sit kneeling on your blocks. Okay, so the first meditation is to make the impossible possible. So I thought since we're doing Sankalp today, that if you're setting some big intentions, that might be a good meditation to work with. So this one is also called Ganpate, and it works with a mantra, and it is a mantra with a mudra. So you do the mantra Ra, Ma, Da, Sa, Sa, Ta, Na, Ma, Sa, Se, So, Hang. So Ra, Ma, Da, Sa, Sa, Ta, Na, Ma, Sa, Se, So, Hang. And you are going to sit in easy pose. That's with your legs crossed, unless you're sitting on a chair. The straight spine, your hands on your knees, your fingers outstretched, your arms straight. You're going to have a soft gaze with your eyes 1/10 open. So that just means you're going to look down at the ground. And you're going to press your fingers as you do about one repetition per breath. So Ra, Ma, Da, Sa, Sa, Ta, Na, Ma, Sa, Se, So, Hang. And we're going to do this for 11 minutes. Okay. And then at the end of 11 minutes, we're going to inhale, hold our breath for 20 seconds. Shake and wiggle everywhere, every inch of our body. And then we're going to do that two more times. So we'll do that three times. And the idea behind this is that you're going to circulate the prana, the energy in your body, for self-healing. Okay, so let's take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. Making space with breath and a sigh. Let your eyes soften to 1/10, and here we go. Ra, Ma, Da, Sa, Sa, Se, So, Hang. Sorry, I did that wrong. Ra, Ma, Da, Sa, Sa, Ta, Na, Ma, Sa, Se, So, Hang. Ra, Ma, Da, Sa, Sa, Ta, Na, Ma, Sa, Se, So, Hang. Ra, Ma, Da, se so hung ramada sa satanama sa 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 se so hung ramada sa
Sata nama sa se so hang ramada sa sata nama sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang ramada sa sa ta na ma sa se so hang. Take a deep breath in. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Exhale. Do it again. Exhale. One more. I think I must have looked funny because Tim was laughing at me. Okay. I thought I had to make fists, but you didn't have to make fists, so he could have just wiggled like that. Okay, that must have been another little kriya that I've been working on. All right, so that's it. Now you're supposed to just sit and feel the effects. Recall your intention, your sankalpa. And then let's make our way up to standing. So don't know what else to do. This meditation will take away past and present negativity, smooth out your day-to-day problems, and help you create a positive tomorrow. Hurrah! Okay, let's make our way up to standing, and we're going to do Eagle's Pose, Garudasana. Okay, so from standing, we're going to practice Garudasana, Eagle's Pose, which is a great pose for focusing on intention, sankalp. So start by standing on your right leg, bend your right leg, cross your left leg over. You can keep your toes on the ground or you can hook it all the way around. And then you're going to bring your right arm up and hook your left arm underneath it. So a couple of options here. You could just bring your elbows together like this or do backs of the palms together. And you could also do your legs with your feet together in a squat like this. So lots of options for Garudasana. Choose the one that works best for you today that works with your sankalpa. And then release this pose from your body. Shake it out. I'm going to do Garudasana on the other leg. So stand on your left leg. Bend your left knee. Hook your right leg all the way around. Take your left arm up. Hook your right arm underneath it. And there is Garudasana on the other side. Eagle's Pose on the other side. And remember, you can do this squatting with both feet together. Options for the hands are backs of the hands together or elbows together and palms together. So lots of options for this pose. And choose which one works best for you and your body today. And then let this pose fall out of your body. And from here, I thought we'd do a little back bending eagle, just with your arms. So Take your left arm up, hook your right arm underneath it. Reach down through your feet, tuck your tailbone under, lift your chest up, and lift your arms up towards the ceiling. And then you're going to fold forward with this. A little Uttanasana with eagle's arms. And come back up to standing. Release your arms, shake it out. And bring your right arm up, hook your left arm underneath. You're gonna tuck your tailbone under, reach your sit bones down towards your heels. Lift your breastbone up towards the ceiling. Lift your arms up towards the ceiling and back bending here. Keep your chin tucked as much as you need to support your neck. And then coming into Uttanasana, standing forward fold here. And then release this pose from your body. And from here, we're going to make our way back down onto the mat. You may need your block for this next one. We're going to do some cow's face legs. So come on back down. Go Mukhasana. You are right. You're going to cross your left leg over top of your right leg to begin. And if you need to fill the space underneath your right hip, you can take a block and sit on a block here. And you're just going to take your right arm. Oh, actually, we're just going to do a twist first. You're going to just twist to your left side to begin. And come to the center and bring your right arm up in the center. Hook your left arm underneath it for Garudasana, eagle's arms in the center. And remember all your options here. Backs of the hands together, elbows together, and palms together. And less is elbows in and palms in closer to the body. More is elbows away and arms up. And then release your arms down and twist to the other side. And then come back to the center again, and you're just going to switch which leg you have on top in your cow's face legs, Go Mukhasana. And then we're just going to do eagle's arms on the other side. So you're going to take your right arm up, hook your left arm underneath it. Remember your options, backs of the palms together, or bring your palms together. Less is elbows in and tight into the body, more is elbows away and up. And remember, you can also fill the space underneath your left buttocks by placing the block underneath here as well, if your hips are tight. And then release this posture from your body, and you can go ahead and rest back for Shavasana. So lie on your back in a comfortable position. Check in with your low back, and if it's feeling tight at all, you can always place a bolster underneath your knees or rolled up blanket. Tuck your shoulder blades underneath you. We filmed a daily blog on that this week that will be coming out in the next 4 weeks or so. Depends on when Tim decides to put it on our blog. It was your strong back, I think we called it. And if you're signed up for our newsletter, you'll get that. You can sign up for that at melissawest.com. You can tuck your shoulder blades underneath you and take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. Allow yourself to rest back to receive your practice. And I have a short poem for you here to finish our practice on Sankalp. This poem is by Mary Ann Radmacher. Live with intention. Walk to the edge. Listen hard. Practice wellness. Play with abandon. Laugh. Choose with no regret. Lead or follow a leader. Continue to learn. Appreciate your friends. Do what you love. Live as if this is all there is. I'm going to say it one more time. I think poems usually deserve more than one reading. Live with intention. Walk to the edge. Listen hard. Practice wellness. Play with abandon. Laugh. Choose with no regret. Lead or follow a leader. Continue to learn. Appreciate your friends. Do what you love. Live as if this is all there is. So reflect back on this class on intention and Sankalp. And see what stands out. What seems most important? And what's one small thing that you'll be taking away with you from your experience today, from your yoga practice, off your mat and into your life? When you feel ready, you can allow your breath to deepen, begin to wiggle and stretch out. Bend your knees, roll to your right side, slowly make your way up to seated. Thank you for joining me for episode 204 of Namaste Yoga. I will see you on the membership site. If you're a member, you have to check out, Linda just posted this amazing recipe for a breakfast porridge that I am going to be making tomorrow. I can't wait to wake up tomorrow morning to make this porridge. It sounds so super yummy. And I will see you next week for episode 205 of Namaste Yoga. I looked it up this morning. It's going to be on has to do with mental training. So I'm very excited to plan that class for you. Namaste. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Exhale. Do it again. Exhale. One more. I think I must have looked funny because Tim was laughing at me. Okay. Okay.